Hi, Yulia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What about you?
I am well, thank you. It's nice to meet you on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Ochen Priyadna.
What a nice Russian.
Uh-huh. I know only a little, but anyway, it's great to have a chance to talk to you. I have an audience of men.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, now we have a lot of men who are listening from very many cities in America, and they have seen your pictures, they saw your profile, and they would like to know more about you because they're trying to meet a very nice girl. And I thought we could ask you some questions to get to know you a little better. And then I'm sure some of the men will write to you this week, and we'll see what happens. Would that be okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Okay. Yulia, as I said, we like your pictures very much. Very lovely, very beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you say in your profile your eyes are gray. It's a very lovely color, your eyes. They seem almost green.
Why?
I think
thought that it's usual color of the eyes.
It's usual color of eyes? No, I think in America it's different, Yulia. I think gray eyes are kind of unusual in America.
Thank you.
But anyway, we liked your pictures very much. So the men who are listening to us, Yulia, they would like to meet someone. And yet we look at your profile and your photos, and we kind of wonder why such a lovely girl decided to join a marriage agency. Can you tell us when you decided to join the marriage agency and what made you think about it?
I will try to explain it.
Please.
You know, first thing that I wanted to find a man from another country, it's not special in America, any country from another country, not only Ukraine and Russia, because our man, I think, I don't want to have a husband as our men are, because they cannot see in us, in women, just only women. They see everybody, but not women. It's very necessary for me if my husband will see in me a woman, a lady. So our man cannot do it. And I lived with one man.
Uh-huh.
And I understood one thing that I will try to explain it in another way. I work as a private teacher of English, yeah?
Yes.
And sometimes I have many friends who have their own companies. They invite me to work as translator. You
yes.
understand?
Yes.
And I have conversations with many people from foreign countries, you see?
Uh-huh.
And I like this man, but no, I like them as people.
Yes.
And I understood one thing, that people from another countries are not the same as people in our country, mm-hmm. Russia and Ukraine, something like this. And I like those people more than our. You understand?
Yes.
Especially men.
Yes.
And that's why as for me, I think that I'm lady first of all, and I need a real man, very strong, very honest, near me, you understand?
Yes,
I do. And I think I cannot find such men in Ukraine or in Russia.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand what you're saying, Yulia. I think you are saying that Ukrainian men don't, or Russian men don't, respect a woman for being a woman.
Yeah.
Yes. And you have met some foreign men through your friends' companies, their businesses. Some foreign people.
Yeah, but I don't just translate it, that's all.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. But you felt that foreign men treated their women with more respect, it seems. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Well, you know, Yulia, I don't want to sound too confident, but I really do believe that American men, we love our women. We respect and love our women very, very much. I don't think we can be complete people without our women. We need our women to fulfill all of our dreams and to make us happy. So I'd like to think that's true. Yulia, you're very lovely. You're a beautiful young girl, and I just can't believe that someone in Ukraine hasn't asked you for marriage yet, hasn't given you a happy life yet.
Yeah, I said some people who wanted to marry me, but you should understand, a marriage is very serious thing for me. I want to have a nice family, I want to have children, and I didn't meet any person who would be nice near me all my life.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Yes.
In America, in Ukraine. So, and I was young, yeah?
Uh-huh.
I tried to study, first of all. I finished the university. It was the main thing for me those years.
Mm-hmm.
And now I finished the university and I can work. And I want to have a family.